Hey, Marlins fans, welcome to a new edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, here on the Fish on First podcast channel presented by MPT College Consulting. I am Eli Sussman, presenting for you post-game audio recorded by our very own usual Small Pod host, Daniel Rodriguez. This is from Wednesday's Marlins win over the Rockies.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you're going to hear first from manager Skip Schumacher.
Skip finally got a series, won two in a row. Do you feel maybe a collective sigh of relief from the guys in there? Now they can maybe go focus and stop putting the pressure on themselves?
Maybe. I mean, I honestly hope they don't feel that way just because I just feel like every day was a new day. I get the record. I totally understand, but if you look too far ahead, then you're not focused on today, and if you look too far behind, then you're not focused on today. I know it's cliche, but I really truly believe that, and I think the players feel that as well from our staff. So I'm proud of, you know, how they go about their business, even in the midst of that streak that we were on. Some really good wins last couple, and it started with the starting pitching. And Rodri was amazing today. Six innings, 70% strike rate. The slider was real. Fastball command was great. So just excellent job by Rodri.
As good as his stuff is, how big does his composure play into his early success?
Yeah, it was good. I thought CB did really good with him behind the plate as well. You know, there's some shaking going on, you know, a couple innings, and there's some conversation in the dugout about, you know, why are you shaking me type deal. But I thought, you know, Meld had a really good game plan with Rodri and CB. And, yeah, the demeanor was great out there. Excited. You saw some fist pumps maybe after every clean inning. But that's, you know, that's a rookie being excited out there. And we're excited for him. And he's, again, three hits, seven strikeouts. I mean, that's as good as you could ask for.
Speaking of rookies, Maldonado gets his first career save, first career win. At what point did you decide to go to him?
Yeah, Tanner's not going to be happy with me. He wasn't happy with me in the dugout. And I get it. That was three games in a row. He was going to be, in my mind, available for one inning. To me, when McMahon was at the plate, that was the game. So I was not going to wait and not use Tanner in the ninth inning and give up a run or two that inning, and then have my horse in the bullpen and not use him. So I had to make a call, and I had to use him in the eighth inning after kind of a longer bottom of the inning. I just didn't feel right sending him back out. I know he wanted the save. I'm really aware that he wanted the save after talking with him. And I know it's not because I didn't think he could do it. I care about these guys, and I care about their health, and I want him to be really good the whole year. And I don't want to look back on this game May 1st of like, why did I try to stretch him out? I know it was three in a row, but there was a couple really quick outings in between, you know, of those two. But I just didn't feel like going one plus was the move. Maldonado, I felt real comfortable with coming in with especially a three-run lead. Dane Meyers obviously helped that. He should yell at Dane, not me, for getting the RBIs. But yeah, that was kind of the reason behind it.
How difficult those conversations as a manager can go with a player, especially with how competitive Tanner is and how much.
No, it's horrible. Yeah, I mean, you want a guy that wants to be out there, and I get it. I want him to be out there too. I also understand that there's five more months of the season, and there's a lot of game to be, or a lot of season to be played. He was throwing probably the hardest he's thrown all year at 98 miles an hour, maybe his last couple pitches, and he looked really good. So it's tough. I told him he wasn't going back out. Then he convinced me to go back out. I said, all right, And then we got a couple more runs. It started becoming a longer inning, and my gut just told me don't put him back in there. So, he's not happy. I'll let him vent to you guys, and then he'll be fine with me tomorrow. But he's a horse. He's huge and strong, and if there's one guy that could do it, he could do it. I didn't feel comfortable with it.
Over the weekend, Peter said these would be opportunities for guys like Sixto, Rodery, even Maldonado in this case. Say, what have they shown you over the course of the last few days?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think the PD's done a really good job with them in AAA. JP and Brownie down there have been really good with them. Scotty and the communication with JP, Brownie, and Stott has been really good. And we have an idea of what's going on down there. We watch all the video down there. So we have an idea of what these guys, who they are, first of all. Are they going to fit up here? And then is their stuff going to play up here? And then you watch it. I think Rodery and Maldonado, they're off speed. They can really spin the ball, and guys can't pick it up. And then when you mix that in with 97, that's tough to figure out at the plate, especially if you haven't seen it. And then Maldi's slider is real. It's coming still. It's like the Robert Stevenson kind of, it's coming. You still can't hit it. So it's been awesome to watch. And then obviously Sixto is still growing into a starter again. So, see what that's going to look like the next couple starts. It's not really fair for me to judge him yet as a starter. But stuff is real, and just credit to the PD guys and then obviously our big league staff up here.
You mentioned that Sixto, Rodder doing well. Ideally, Braxton is getting healthy. He's nearing a return, hopefully Lizardo. So where does that leave decisions for you?
Yeah, it all works out. We are trying to figure it out in spring training, right? And then five guys go down or whatever it was, and it was like, now who are we going to have? It's a luxury if you have all these guys healthy. You want all of them healthy. You want to have tough decisions, and then you figure it out. Brax went five innings today, one hit, I think. Already got the report, so obviously he's looking good. Zeus looked great today. That's what you want. You have depth. Your depth's being tested, and then it gives guys opportunities, so you never know what's going to happen and for not only this year but for their career. So so far so good with those guys.
Do you think for Munoz the difference from his first start to his second start was maybe incorporating that slider a little more, which caused more swing and miss?
He threw it quite a bit in Chicago, probably more tonight, but he threw it quite a bit, and talking with the other side, they couldn't pick it up. I haven't talked obviously with any of the other side today, but in Chicago and knowing some of the guys there, that it was just a really tough pitch to pick up. And then you're watching the video in between innings, and it's just like strike to ball real late. And so when you're striking it and then strike the ball, if you can expand it, that's when you see the weak contact and strikeout. So it's a good cutter, slider, whatever you want to call it or categorize it. Both shapes are real.
You used Anthony Maldonado in different ways so far in his major league career, as a spot starter in relief and this time as a closer. Is that the way you want to use him in different ways, or are you more set on keeping him maybe in one role as a pitcher so far?
I'm trying to win the game. That's literally it. I'm trying to win the game. I didn't plan on using Tanner in the eighth inning. You have a plan when you go in the game, and then you watch it. Rodery went six. I didn't know that was going to happen. Things change. Hoeing ends up getting a couple. Had a quick first inning. Roll him out in the second inning. I see that lefty lane come in. I'm trusting Tanner in the eighth inning to get me in with a one-run lead. I'm going with my horse. And so after that, then you're like, I can't get to the ninth if I don't have the lead with, I haven't used Tanner. I wouldn't feel good about that. So I felt like, and we talked about it with Stott, that, the best matchup in that lane for us was Maldi, and he proved us right. So it's credit to him. He's the one that got the guys out. It's just I put him in the lineup.
Here is the winning pitcher, right-hander Rodery Munoz.
How do you keep that composure in just your second big league game?
Rodri, segunda salida de muy buena calidad. ¿Cómo haces para mantener esa compostura tuya ahí en el montículo?
O sea, está enfocado lo primero. O sea, como siempre de mantenernos trabajando en otro picheo y siempre tratar de sacarle copia y de siempre estar como de conocer los bateadores y tirarle los mejores lanzamientos.
Yeah, it's just a matter of staying, stay focused on the whole game. Work on every pitch that you have and try to repeat it every time. Just study all the hitters as much as you can, and then just give all you got out there.
How much confidence do you have in the way that your stuff plays at this level?
¿Cuánta confianza tienes en ti al ver tu picheo, cómo se desarrollan ahí en este nivel?
No, en realidad bien. O sea, porque yo me enfoco que si en el bullpen mi picheo están bien y están como yo quiero, yo digo, ya yo me enfoco en crear mi plan.
It's really good. I actually put this focus during my bullpen sessions. And then from there I have a plan, and then I go and execute it during the game.
We saw you shaking off Bethancourt a little bit earlier. How did you guys get on the same page?
Sí, tuviste como que diciendo que no a Bethancourt un par de veces ahí durante el juego. ¿Cómo lograron ustedes ponerse en la misma página?
O sea, eso para confundir. O sea, como no decir rápido que sí, para que sepan, pero para confundir nada más.
It's just a strategy to confuse some hitters. You don't have to say yes all the time. Sometimes you have to confuse a little bit.
How excited are you to just be back here with the team?
¿Qué tan emocionado estás de regreso aquí con el equipo?
Le da súper bien. O sea, todo donde quiero estar y dándole gracias a Dios siempre, pues dando la oportunidad y de ayudar al equipo siempre.
Yeah, it feels good. It's great to be back with the team. And I'm very thankful with God, and just I'm here ready to help the team.
How do you think your different types of fastballs and then the slider kind of make things difficult for the opposing hitters?
Tu distinta recta que tiene y tu slider pueden hacer que esa combinación sea un poquito difícil para los bateadores.
O sea, localizarlo como entre la esquina y eso. O sea, nunca en el, solamente en el medio. Tratar como de confundirlo lo más que pueda.
Yeah, it's also a matter of location. You gotta put it in a different spot, corners of the strike zone, and try to confuse them, you know, and get them out.
What were you able to learn from, I guess, Sixto's outing yesterday that you were able to take into the game facing the Rockies?
¿Pudiste aprender algo de la salida de Sixto ayer para aprovechar y entonces poder enfrentarte a Colorado el día de hoy?
Sí, sí, o sea, yo vi que ellos como atacaban mucho, o sea, hacían muchos swings, y yo dije, okay, o sea, vamos a estar agresivo y siempre de tirarle buenos piches para mantenerlo ahí.
Yeah, one thing I noticed that they were very aggressive on the every at bat they were taking. So I said, okay, they're going to be aggressive. I'm going to be aggressive as well and try to put a lot of pitches on the zone and just compete out there.
Let's go to infielder Emmanuel Rivera.
On base 4 times, scored 2 runs. What's been working for you?
Sí, sí, en base ya las 4 S que tuviste hoy, ¿qué es lo que está funcionando para ti?
Cada vez que voy al home plate trato de ir con un buen plan, tratar de poner la bola en juego y tratar también de llegar a base para poder anotar.
Nothing, just going out there with a plan. Every time I go to the home plate, trying to get on base, you know, and so I can score. That's the plan.
Also, some nice work defensively. Just how much work have you been putting in at third base?
Sí, hemos visto muy buena defensiva de tu parte. ¿Qué tanto esfuerzo y trabajo has puesto en tu defensa?
Bueno, mi defensa yo siempre trabajo todos los días en ella. También practico la jugada también como para las líneas. Esos batazos así del backhand. Yo me enfoco mucho también en la defensa porque eso también ayuda a ganar el juego y siempre tratar de dar los outs, que eso es importante.
Yeah, it's something that I focus every day on my defense. I work with my defense every day. Been working a lot of plays down to the line, backhand plays. I know it's very important for the game. It helps win games, and it's something that I'm very proud of.
After finally winning a series, finally winning back-to-back games, do you feel like everybody around the clubhouse maybe taking a little deep breath and able to relax a little more?
Sí, ¿tú crees que después de estas 2 victorias en fila, varios de ustedes están tomando un poquito de aire, ¿no? Después de todo eso que hemos vivido en esta temporada.
Tenemos un buen grupo de muchachos, buenos peloteros. Nosotros siempre salimos a tratar de darle 100%, tratar de salir con la victoria. Así el béisbol hay veces que no se va a poder, pero nosotros siempre venimos con esa mentalidad aquí de tratar de ganar.
We have a good group of guys. You know, every time we go out there, we give our 100% all the time. We work hard on the field, and that's the plan. Every time we come here, it's just to play hard.
And taking us home, rookie outfielder Dane Meyers.
Back-to-back games, coming off the bench, big hits. You're 3-for-3 in your last two games. How has it been coming off the bench and just uplifting the team to where they're capturing these wins?
Yeah, it feels good. Being up in the big leagues, you kind of got to be ready at any point in the game. And so I pride myself on being ready at any point. Skip being trusting me to get in there and do a job. So I appreciate that.
What's the routine like for you when you've got those opportunities to be a pinch hitter in games?
Once it gets into like the fourth or fifth, I usually start going up to the cage and start getting ready. And once it gets starting getting close to like the end of the game, I start hitting velo and things like that off the machine in the cage. So once I get into the box, it's not like I haven't seen anything in the past couple hours and I'm kind of ready for it.
How much you enjoy being up for clutch situations?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's kind of been my type of thing my whole life. I pride myself in coming through in those situations. I'm glad I was able to do that today.
When you're going to right field, is that kind of, or maybe even right center, is that when you're at your best maybe?
Yeah, I think so. That's when I think I'm not trying to do too much and kind of staying within my game, and it usually works out for me.
You showed a lot of emotion there. You know, obviously you had the walk-off yesterday, but today just to be able to add that insurance run, you know, how good did that feel, you know, for this team?
Yeah, 2-1 and 4-1 is a big difference going into the ninth. So giving Molly that little bit of extra cushion is pretty big. And yeah, showing a little motion, I felt good, and I was pumped up to get those couple extra runs in.
How good was it to see Maldonado get that save? You know, you've been with him for a long time in AAA, and then now you guys are both up here.
Yeah, not surprising at all. I've watched Molly pitch now for a couple of years, and his stuff is electric. Obviously, I think one of the best sliders in the league. You guys are seeing that. A lot of swing and miss, and he's a good guy too, a good teammate, and I think he deserves it all.
Dane, what does it mean, you know, back-to-back wins for this team, first time this season, you know, and all of a sudden you get called up and these back-to-back wins occur. How does that feel that you kind of have a big part in this little win streak going on?
Yeah, it feels good. I think the team need a little jolt, and hopefully I'm providing that. It's a long season. We're still in the first month and a half or whatever it is, but I hope I can continue to help the team like I am.
And for you, what's been the biggest difference? What's the difference between 2023 Dane Myers to now 2024?
Yeah, I think I'm getting comfortable up here. I think I'm just trusting in my game and taking each at bat as it is, and not looking in the past and not looking too far forward, and kind of taking each at bat as it is.